Repete, grafete.
Grafete é gostoso demais.
Quem bebe grafete, repete, grafete. Grafete é gostoso demais.
Quem bebe grafete, repete, grafete. Repete, grafete, grafete é gostoso demais.
Grafete é gostoso demais.
Have you seen what Satnam's doing these days?
He's playing basketball in a mall, to answer to that question.
Brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
In for Davey is Mino.
Thank you, Corby. Thank you, Snake. We can still call this Grape Fest because I, too, have dealt with that issue. Are you familiar with the term mondegreen?
No. What is it?
It's called... mondegreen is the word. So a mondegreen is a mishearing or misinterpretation of a phrase, commonly a song, lyric, or poem.
Okay.
And the word comes from a 1765 poem where the line was, "Laid him on the green," and many misinterpreted it to Lady Mondegreen. So it
really
took on from there.
okay.
So these are very common in music. I notice them all the time.
Dude, it's shocking when you find out what lyrics actually are.
So I've got a ton here. I've been racking my brain for really the past couple years. Every time I realize that I've been singing something wrong or I question a lyric, I might not be able to fully understand it. I'll write it down, I'll look it up, and then I'll add it to my list of mondegreens. There's a new one that I noticed because of you at Summer Bash. The song The Middle from Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah.
The song's been around, I think it came out in 02 or 03.
Yeah, it's 20 years old.
I have been singing the chorus wrong for over 20 years, and I didn't notice it until this past weekend. And I want to know how common this is. Let me play the song for you.
Okay.
Try your best. Try everything you can. And don't you worry what they tell themselves. You're away.
Okay, so for over 20 years, I thought the chorus was, "It just takes some time, little bit of in the middle, after a while, everything." The actual word is, "It just takes some time, little girl, you're in the middle of the ride."
Yes.
I had no clue.
Play that again.
All right.
And, yeah, little and girl, you're in the middle of the
And now
ride.
That I hear it, I'm like, okay, it makes sense, but I had to look up the lyrics for it. All right, here we go.
It just takes some time, little girl, you're in the middle of the ride. Everything will be just
And you thought
fine.
It was...
I thought it was, "It just takes some time, a little bit of in the middle after a while."
yeah, it does sound like
See,
that.
See, I can't be the only one here.
No. Because Ham, that was Ham's song.
Yeah.
And when I looked at the lyric, I don't know what I thought it said, but I don't think I knew it was little girl, you're in the middle of the ride. Did you, Ham?
I thought it was something else. I can't remember now ever since knowing the real lyrics.
Yeah, I know.
I'm never going to sing it this way, though. Another one that absolutely blew my mind that I sang wrong for over 20 years. This is a Blink-182 song, one of their biggest hits, "What's My Age Again," okay?
Okay.
I don't know. You might be familiar with this. I think you are. It's one of
course.
Their
yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to play you the first line of this song.
Okay.
And you tell me what you hear.
Okay.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out.
Okay. Tell me what you hear.
Okay. Play that one more time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone.
Okay.
To get the feeling right.
I walk alone to get the feeling right?
So for 20 years, I thought it was, I took her out. It was a Friday night.
Yeah.
I walk alone.
Yes.
To get the feeling right.
Right.
It is, I took her out. It was a Friday night. I wore cologne.
What?
To get the feeling right.
What?
My mind was blown when I learned the actual lyrics.
Okay, play that again.
Okay. Tell yourself, "I wore cologne."
Yeah.
I took her out.
It was a Friday night. I woke alone to get the feeling.
What the F,
I would
bro.
Have bet $1 million it was I walk alone,
and everybody thinks it's that.
Yeah.
For like 20 years.
I told Ham that about a month ago. I was like, bro.
Yeah, my jaw dropped.
Listen to What's My Age. Oh, yeah, I know the song. I walk alone. Nope.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone.
Okay. And that actually makes more sense. Why would you walk alone to get the feeling right?
Well, you just need to walk it out a little bit, you know? Just take a walk to get ready.
And I heard that live last week, and I walk alone.
It's cologne, everybody.
This song came out over 20 years ago, but I just learned this. It blew my mind. All right, the next one. This one's dumb. This is from the Presidents of the United States of America. The song Lump.
Yeah.
You're familiar with this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll play you the beginning of this song.
I'm sad alone in a boggy marsh, totally motionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up in the lump's pajamas. She totally confused all the passing piranhas.
Mud flowed up in her pajamas?
That's what the word is, but I thought it was vaginas.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because she's confusing the fish and stuff. I don't know. That's what I thought.
So you've been screaming vagina?
Oh, I don't sing the song a lot, but when I hear it, the first time I thought it was vagina.
Yeah, we played this a couple weeks ago, and I thought I had to dump it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I'm sad alone in a boggy marsh, totally motionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up in a lump's pajamas. She totally
doesn't it sound vaginas.
Like, doesn't it sound like...
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, but
you heard what you wanted to hear.
She might float up.
She's lump, you know.
Yeah, but she has two vaginas.
I don't know.
You're a freak.
I don't know.
Clearly, pluralized.
Speaking of
maybe
something
that's the lump.
It's a lot of mud.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something that sounds like it needs to be dumped, but doesn't. Is I'll take you to Fallout Boy. This is Sugar. We're Going Down.
Something affliction in your jeans.
One more time.
Don't mind me, I'm watching you dip from the closet. Wish it to be the friction in your jeans.
I would hear this song on the radio and it wasn't edited, so it sounds like wishing to be the freak S in your jeans.
Yeah.
But the actual lyric is, don't mind me, I'm watching you two from the closet. Wishing to be the friction in your jeans.
Oh, my God. I would have got it wrong because I thought they were saying, I'm watching YouTube from your closet.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah. This song came out before YouTube.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It makes sense now.
Yeah.
This next one really pisses me off. This is the Eurythmics.
Okay.
Other words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet dreams are made of these. No?
Nope.
What is it?
It's sweet dreams are made of this. And it makes me mad because, yes, it sounds like these, but she rhymes
agree.
This with C's.
Wait.
So why can't you just make it sweet dreams are made of these?
Sweet what? Dreams are made of these. Who am
sweet
I to disagree?
Dreams are made of these.
For 40 years, I thought it was Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
And the song is called Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. That is the actual name of the song.
It's not called Sweet Dreams?
It's called Sweet Dreams, and then in parentheses,
okay.
Are Made of
God,
This.
God, man. That's still a banger of a song.
It is. That's an awesome song, but I don't like how she rhymes.
No, I don't either.
C's
and you hear, and I can now that you say that, she accentuates these.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the Atari's cover of Boys of Summer. This isn't Don Henley's. Don Henley's, I can hear it cleaner, but in this one, I'll play this. It sounds like the I can see you, your brown skin shining in
Shining in the sun, yeah.
It sounds like to me he's saying your breast keep shining in the sun.
Okay.
Just listen.
I'm driving by your house, though I know.
Yeah.
So in this one, it sounds like
did you think
breast.
That was what it was?
I did at first,
you
yeah.
Did.
And I heard this. This was probably another early aughts.
Between vaginas and breasts.
Yeah.
We were horny kids.
And it was around the time, these are all your like your formative
oh,
year
yeah,
songs too, right?
For
like
sure.
Early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like breasts. Got time for a couple more.
Yeah.
Okay, so Percy Sledge.
One more.
When a man loves a woman, we all know the song.
Yeah.
We all know the phrase is, when a man loves a woman.
Yeah.
When I heard this song at a very, very young age, this was, you know, my parents would listen to oldies and stuff
right.
in the car, and I thought it was, when a man loves a Walmart. And just listen to this. Listen to this and tell yourself.
Why
that's,
would a man love a Walmart?
I don't know. I was four.
Yeah.
But. Tell yourself Walmart. It
okay.
sounds just like Walmart.
Okay.
When a man loves a Walmart.
No way!
Yes! He says Walmart.
Yeah.
He definitely says Walmart.
That
this song.
Is so awesome. When a man loves a Walmart.
I just thought maybe it was a song created as a, you know, a commercial or something for Walmart.
Right.
I'm like, man, we're going to Walmart. I want to listen to this.
Yeah. I love
this
Walmart,
jam.
Too.
When a man loves a Walmart.
That's so great.
There's plenty of more, and if... P1s, if you have some Mondegreen, some misheard lyrics, call the helpline, 214-520-HELP.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's a good segment, great man.
Good stuff, great man.
Thank you.